Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got a very interesting show today. In the first hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Steve and Susan, who are running a website with some very fine products. You can find that website at stovesandmoreonline.com. What is the importance of stovesandmoreonline.com? You know, it may well be that you and I will be in a situation in the coming weeks and months where we will be used to things to survive, literally to survive economically. Does that sound extreme? I think it should if we're looking at the news either today or in recent weeks, months, or if we're extrapolating into the future with some of our leading global analysts have been telling us seems to be the process taking place. We're talking, of course, about the placement of American aircraft carrier task force groups in the Persian Gulf region. We've been talking in recent days about this whole issue of these British Marines being abducted, at least some say abducted, as a result of their involvement in Huawei. They are apparently in Iran, even as I speak. We're talking about a situation where the king of Saudi Arabia has now described the American situation in Iraq as a war of occupation. There seems to be a larger Arab movement of resentment against the American occupation of Iraq. And a lot of talk about an ongoing Sunni-Shiite civil war that could spread throughout the region. The Arab-Israeli controversy and the Israeli-Palestinian controversy specifically seems to absolutely defy solution. And now we're talking about a situation where in recent weeks there have been cracks in the canvas appearing, which indicate that the United States is considering even the use of tactical nuclear weapons in Iran. And the Russians in recent times have been putting out information on some of their international websites to the effect that an American attack on Iran could come as soon as April 6th. Why do we talk about all these things? Well, it's important to know about them, clearly, in terms of discernment, in terms of trying to determine the signs that may indicate that we're entering a new phase at the end of world history. But it's not simply enough to talk about these things. It's also important that we protect ourselves to the extent that God gives us the ability to do that, certainly. And that involves decisions taken on behalf of our families that involve economic protection of some sort. In the event, and I do not say this with any degree of caustic attitude toward those who believe in a pre-tribulational rapture of the Christian church before the end of history, but if that's not the way that it plays out, or even if it is, and we're dealing with a situation where there's a certain period of time, difficulty, hardship, economic and political and military turmoil between now and the time of a pre-tribulational rapture, for those who do believe in that particular interpretation of the scripture, then it seems to me that we have to exercise some degree of discernment in regard to decisions that we make regarding ourselves and our family members and friends, and quite clearly economic survival and economic protection and having a certain plan amidst all of the travails and tribulations of this present time is in order. And I think it's in that context that we need to evaluate the website stovesandmoreonline.com. That's stovesandmoreonline.com. Daniel and Susan from Tennessee run that website, and they have some very, very interesting things to say to you and to me this morning about wood-burning stoves, as well as a series of their other products, and how and why they got into this business. Not simply to support their family, which is a legitimate endeavor in and of itself, it seems to me, but they've also gotten into this business to help other people. At a time in history when storm clouds on the world political horizon continue to worsen, when we come back, we'll be talking with Daniel and Susan of StovesandMoreOnline.com. And at 8 o'clock, Mehdi Amini, who is with the United Republicans of Iran, will be with us to discuss Iran policy and what seems to be transpiring in that region of the world. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back. This is Mark Ancos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We also wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQMAM 1600 in Mississippi. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be bringing Mark Ancos America and the Republic Broadcast Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South, even as we expand our internet outreach and our international shortwave outreach. And by the way, the archives, as I understand it, have in many respects come very close to being uploaded on our website at republicbroadcasting.org. Hopefully by the middle to end of next week, we will have all of those broadcasts up online with show descriptions. That's going to be the next stage in this. When all the shows for Mark Ancos America, among many of the other RBN broadcasts, finally go up online in their entirety, then I and the other hosts will go into the database and add the show descriptions and URLs and topics and guest lists to make it user-friendly for people worldwide to go back on any particular date that they choose and to discover the topic or the guest that is of greatest interest to them. As they listen to the show after the fact. That's one of the most important aspects of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And hopefully to the, when we get to the mid to end portion of next week, we will be in a position to announce that we have accomplished that. We're now talking today with Daniel from Tennessee about stovesandmoreonline.com. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Good. How about yourself, Mark?
Very good. Listen, I've been looking at your website. It's an absolutely amazing site, including the portion of it that discusses the history of your family and how you got into this business. Why don't you share a little bit of that with us and kind of an interplay with some of the products. Go ahead.
All right. My wife, Susan, is also here with me, so if there's anything that she can add. And if anybody wants to make any inquiries of us and phone calls, ask questions, we're surely here to answer those. But we had a draw to the Plain people. We lived in the mountains of North Carolina. We had moved out of the city, and we appreciated the simplicity and the lifestyle of the Plain people and how they were out of the systems of the world. And Y2K was right around the corner, and we thought, well, there's many reasons why we would want to glean the knowledge that these people have, because, of course, Scripture tells us that people, you know, for the lack of knowledge, people perish. And so we wanted to gain knowledge of how to survive any storms that were coming. And so we attempted to live amongst them, and the Lord opened up an opportunity for us to do that. And so we moved amongst the Plain people. This has been just about 9 years ago, and we lived amongst them for 2.5 years and learned just a wealth of information and knowledge from them. And one of the biggest things was how they survive and live with a wood cook stove. And that's how the hub of their home, that's how they function, is with a wood cook stove, because they can do so many things for you. And that's the thing that we would really like to stress to the listening audience, is the importance. And I think a lot of people think that it's just good for the wintertime and needful for that. But if done correctly with a summer kitchen situation, you can use this wood cook stove year-round to cook your food, to bake your food, to heat all of your hot water for your whole house system, can your fruits and vegetables, dry your fruits and vegetables, just so many things that can be done with these pieces of equipment. And so we would like to bring that to the people, the knowledge that we have, to help God's people in these times that we're coming upon in not too far future, as you know. And I'm not sure how many people are really listening and paying attention. I know, like you said, some people believe that we're going to be raptured out of here before the time of trouble, but I don't believe that's what Scripture teaches, but, you know, Scripture is open to others' interpretation. But I would not want to gamble with my future and my family's future by thinking that that is going to be the case.
Well, you know, I made the point, Steve, on this show, or Daniel, I'm sorry, that in looking at this whole situation of biblical prophecy and biblical eschatology, that it seems to me that even if one takes the position, which I don't, but I'm certainly open to the fact that I could be wrong, but for those who take the position that there will be a pre-tribulational removal of Christians from the earth prior to the onset of a seven-year tribulational period, it seems to me that between now and the time that rapture takes place, if it is to be pre-tribulational, that we're still going to be looking at very difficult political and economic and cultural circumstances that make it, in my view, a very, very wise choice for people to be ordering their affairs accordingly. And that involves, it seems to me, some of the basic core principles that you're talking about here in terms of getting back to basics, getting into communities where we are dealing with people of like mind, and moving away from the things of this world that are a part of what we inherently believe is an increasingly evil system, and getting back to a lifestyle that is more commensurate with what God certainly intends for us. And in that context, I think we can see that economic protection and the protection of our individual families from some of the worst aspects of what seems to be developing is simply prudent.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it's not business as usual, as you know. There's so many things that are happening in our world that could cause a domino effect. I mean, people were preparing for Y2K, which never happened, but the real Y2K is coming, and the door of the ark is about to close. And I believe people need to to listen up and start preparing now.
You know, Mark, this is Susan. I just wanted to make a comment. We had a lady call us just a couple days ago. She is looking for a wood cook stove for her church fellowship hall. They live out in Colorado in the mountains. They watched the weather this year, and many of them, thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them, were without power. And they want to have this wood cook stove in their fellowship hall so they can open the doors of the church and bring in the people who are freezing, who cannot cook because they're so attached to the grid, and when that goes down, they're crippled. So people are also watching weather patterns and noticing things are really bizarre and really changing, and we can't always count on the grid system for heat and being able to prepare food, and so they want alternatives because, you know, people are just, even people who aren't reading scripture are noticing things are really bizarre. We live in the tornado alley. It's gotten horrible with over the last 8 years, and it's not uncommon to hear news headlines of deaths from tornadoes and, you know, horrendous power outages for several days. So there's just another aspect, not as intense as what you were just talking about with Daniel, but that's also a consideration, and that gets people on the phone to us as well.
Yeah, and, you know, just to put this into context, Susan, going back to the period of time prior to Y2K, I was living in the city of Philadelphia. I was going to graduate school one more time up there, and my wife and I had a small apartment, and we're living right on the edge of Philadelphia itself, between Philadelphia and a northern suburb, in a changing neighborhood, in a circumstance where we did not have the sense of security that we had had living in a rural part of Texas prior to relocation up there. And at the time that all this Y2K talk was going on, I attended a Y2K conference that was sponsored by the Conservative Caucus up in Washington, D.C., and my friend Howard Phillips. And listening to some of the different speakers at that time, I later said to my wife, you know, even if this Y2K thing proves not to be the pivotal turning point in an economic downturn in this country, quite clearly we and so many people like us are vulnerable to dependence upon the high technology, electrical power grid and so many other things, the banking system. We're talking about the trucking distribution points in regard to delivering foods to conventional supermarkets and, the conventional medical delivery system and so forth and so on, to the extent that even if Y2K doesn't happen, I said to my wife, we're looking at so many other plausible scenarios that can and will have even temporary interruptions of the delivery of these so-called kinds of services that will leave us vulnerable to being in a potentially catastrophic situation, particularly in that northeast grid between Washington, D.C. and New York. And I think in our circumstance, having perceived that and having perceived what we believe to be a turning point in history toward the final times of the history of the world,
yes.
It again is simply prudent, I think, for more people to consider stovesandmoreonline.com, because it is not an extremist thing. It is not a paranoid thing, but a prudent thing to be protected when we consider all of the things that are happening in our present world that suggest that we need some degree of distance between ourselves and attachment to things that could be here today and gone tomorrow. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
That was really very well stated, Mark, because Daniel has stressed to me as well as others, we are not doing this out of fear, but the word prudent is the word that he uses as well. And he did mention, why take that risk? Why stay so vulnerable, as you put it? That's the thing we wanted to stress during this interview, the independence that we found from these wood cook stoves was absolutely tremendous.
When we come back, I want to pursue this whole thing of the wood cook stove a little bit more, get into some of the details as to how these things work and your own journey in putting together this program. And again, getting back to this theme of independence and how God blessed you in your own situations as you started down that pathway. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Steve and Susan this morning of StowsAndMoreOnline.com. We're going to be speaking with them until approximately 8 o'clock Central Time. And then Mehdi Amini of the United Republicans of Iran is going to be on the show in the last 2 hours talking about developments in that country and what he thinks the foreign policy of the United States should be as we enter into a new phase of tension in regard to Iran specifically, in the Middle East generally. Steve and Susan talking, or Daniel and Susan, I'm sorry, I don't know why I want to keep calling you Steve. I guess it's because last night I ran into a guy at a Best Buy whose name was Steve, and that's my brother's name, and we spent about 20 minutes talking about that. I think that must be the reason why. But it's Daniel, literally means the God of Israel is my judge. Let's see if I can remember it that way.
Yeah.
Daniel and Susan of StowsAndMoreOnline.com. This whole business of the wood-burning stove, why should we see this as so central to any plan that we might have for our family members and church members in regard to establishing some degree of economic independence and protection in the present climate?
Well, I've been called worse, Mark, so
yes.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Let's see. Well, economically, they're smart. because of if you've got wood on your property or a source of wood nearby, I mean, it takes us, it costs us only, we have to buy our wood because we don't have enough on our property, but it costs us only $150 a year to heat our home and to heat our water and to cook and bake our food and to can food and all those types of things. So that's economic freedom right there in itself. And Susan was had a good point. We were talking the other day, and she said, have the people think about this and try this and experiment. Go at least one day without using electricity or a fossil fuel where you can't cook and you can't bake, you can't heat your water, you can't heat your home, you can't wash your clothes, etc., especially during the wintertime. If people would try to do this for one day at least, but see how far they can go, how long, they would see the importance of this product. And economically as well, because, of course, I know a lot of people just in their utilities per month with their water and the heating bill and electric and all those things, they're looking at $300 or $400 a month at least. So economically it's smart, but it's just smarter to be able to be independent of the world systems and to have the freedom that we all want, especially our RBN listeners can understand that more
sure,
than others. About being aware and preparing for the things that is talked about on RBN every day.
Yes, you know, and this gets into, you know, the whole series of issues that come up here, Daniel. You're talking, for example, if one is connected to the conventional electric power grid, depending on what part of the United States you're living in, you're talking about somewhere between, what, $3,600 and $5,000 a year. In utility costs alone, and in this particular situation we're speaking of this morning in regard to the wood-burning stove, you're speaking about $150 per year?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, I mean, that's certainly the mathematics of that, I think, are self-evident in regard to the consideration of the economic wisdom of this program. The other thing that comes to mind is doing exactly what I think you're driving at here, and that is that it's one thing to be aware of what's going on in the world in terms of some of the kinds of things we discuss on the Republic Broadcasting Network related to the value of the dollar and the Federal Reserve Board and fossil fuel energy supplies and the possibility of a third world war, weather warfare and weather manipulation on the part of different central governments, and the list goes on and on. But those things, as significant as they are, in terms of understanding that they go on, really should not be seen in isolation from a specific program of protection. Not that we're suggesting that we're God and that we can absolutely protect ourselves from every contingency.
That's
but
right.
That God has given us discernment, and that when we see these things developing in world history, that to the extent that He leads us, we should faithfully consider doing some very practical, and I emphasize practical, things. These are not extremist solutions. This is not paranoia that we're talking about here. We're talking about people with a sound mind who trust God and who want to live in peace and have a sense of continuity with their family members and friends. There are things that we can do to give ourselves some degree of discerning protection in the context of what is happening in world history. And obviously this business of the wood-burning stove, in your view, and it makes sense to me as you describe it to me, becomes absolutely pivotal in enabling that type of program to take place. This is not something where we're talking about building or trying to build a nuclear missile silo out in the middle of nowhere with our own funds or something
right,
of this
that's
sort.
True.
This
yeah.
This is something that makes sense. It's practical. It's godly. And it's coming from the perspective of people who are not operating out of fear, but out of a sound mind.
Yes, that's correct. And again, the practicality of it, the economics of it, these stoves they have beauty and practicality as well. They're not like grandma's old,
When we come back, let's discuss these things in terms of how they're installed and how easy it is to use them. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Daniel and Susan of StovesAndMoreOnline.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new conventional affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. They will be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional audience in the American South in the days ahead. As we continue watching developments both domestically and internationally that suggest that we are moving into an entirely new phase of world history. And it's in that regard that we're talking today to Daniel and Susan of StovesAndMoreOnline.com, speaking about some specific things that they offer that can protect you and me from some of the things that are happening that threaten our economic independence as we are a part of a connection to a wider world system that's looking increasingly shaky for a series of reasons, of course, that we've been talking about at RBN for a very long period of time. Daniel and Susan were speaking then about this whole business of a wood-burning stove. And in this regard, for someone who is listening to this broadcast, who has not yet reached a point where they have made some of the decisions that you folks have obviously made with your family in the last decade of your lives, as they begin considering what is possible for their individual circumstance in regaining some economic independence, and trying to establish some degree
of insulation from what's happening around the world. How easy is it to procure one of these stoves? How easy is it to install them? How easy is, as a practical matter, is it to use one if you've literally never done it before?
Well, Mark, it's very easy. And before we go on with that, I'd like to mention that the last commercial that we had with Steve Shank, eFoods Direct.
Yes.
I believe in food storage. I believe we need to do that. But, you know, for the people that are doing that, how are they planning to cook that food or bake that food? I know he sells buckets of wheat. You've been talking about a wood stove and at certain times, but I want the people to understand that these are wood cook stoves, which means you can bake in them as well. And that's a big difference between a wood stove and a wood cook stove.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of wood stoves, you can cook on the top of them, but you can't bake in them. And so there's a huge difference between the two. And so I believe that, like I said, the eFoods Direct is a great place to go to find your food storage items. But again, what are you going to do to cook them? When you can't get fossil fuels anymore, like propane, when you're off the grid because the power's out, what are you going to do? And so, yes, it is very easily obtain these wood cook stoves. We sell four different brands, all of the Amish-built wood cook stoves. We sell them. We're the only dealer that does have them all available. But, and as I was saying before, they're not like Grandma's old wood cook stove. Grandma's was not airtight. It would not keep a burn for very long because it would take only small pieces of wood. These are modern airtight wood cook stoves that have huge, efficient fireboxes taking up to a 22-inch long log, and that you can heat your home up to 2,000 square feet, and sometimes larger, depending on your insulation and what part of the country you're in. You can heat your home with one of these wood cook stoves, and it will do it all night long. You will not have to get up in the middle of the night and put more wood on. And so they're very easily installed. They just go hook up just like a wood stove does with a double insulated pipe, or if somebody has a masonry flue already in their home, they just hook up right to those things. And when it comes to the hot water situation, there's what's called a water coil or a water jacket that goes in the firebox. And that firebox will, of course, is where the fire is and where all the heat is generated. And the water in the coil or jacket is heated by heat convection and circulates water into a water holding tank. It's just like a hot water heater. Well, instead of using electricity or propane, you're using the wood in a water coil to heat the water. And so it's very efficient because you don't have to use much of it. We have different size tanks, but the water is heated to such a degree that you use very little of it, so the tank lasts a long time.
And you know, Mark,
these
modern wood cook stoves are much better insulated than the old-timey ones from the 1800s or even the early 1900s. We have people tell us their kitty cat sleeps underneath some of them that are sitting up on legs. So you don't have to rearrange your whole kitchen as far as bricking and stone walls and all this business to make a non-combustible wall. That is always better, but you don't have to. Ours, we have regular sheetrock, you know, behind part of the stove, not on the firebox side, but on the other side, on the oven side. And as long as you abide by the clearances established by the manufacturer of the particular stove you buy, you don't have to do a whole lot of redesigning of your home to put one of these in. And as Daniel said, now they have really great double wall insulated pipe where you can go just right up through the roof. If you have a ranch-style house, or you can go right out the wall and not get into a lot of money as far as putting in a chimney or things like that.
Yes, and so I think that that's absolutely important to emphasize that, as well as the fact that the, in terms of the stove itself, we're talking about something that has tremendous insulation, that is airtight. Getting back to Steve's earlier point, it's not simply a heating device, it is a baking device.
Well, and you know, that's really important too, Mark, because when we moved into the Amish community, where normally in a kitchen would be this nice electric range or a propane range or something, there was this big gap in the wall. Nothing sat there. We had to order one of these stoves. I had never cooked on one before, and I thought, how am I going to feed my family? You know, Daniel took me out of a four-bedroom, four-bath house with all the amenities, and here we were, you know, pioneering again, and my great-grandparents. And when this stove came in the house, I suddenly was able to bake bread. I could cook on the top of it. It heated water. It heated our home. It was amazing how life changed as soon as that thing came in the house. And the flexibility and the versatility of it is what we really, really want to stress to these people. We have a DVD that just came out that actually shows the flexibility and versatility of these stoves and what they're capable of doing, like canning. Daniel goes over the different parts of the wood cook stove. So if you don't know what you're doing and you need Cook Stoves 101, our DVD is probably a great place to start for a little bit of money for you to see how one is hooked up and what it looks like and the parts and how you use it and those kinds of things. If you're a little nervous about just jumping in and bringing one into your home, that DVD is available online. They can use PayPal to purchase it. It's really simple. But we would recommend that as well. And when you see what this stove can do, it's amazing.
Well, and again, we're talking about something that is technologically a vast improvement over the stoves of the 18th century. We're talking about something that is not simply a heating device, but is a baking device, cooking device. We're talking about something that can be installed without incredible amounts of money and time being put into home renovations to make that installation possible. As Steve was talking about in the first part of the hour, we're talking about the difference between, say, $150 a year to heat one's home and to basically be involved in all of these other activities related to cooking and so forth, as opposed to somewhere between $3,600 and $5,000 a year in being a part of a conventional electrical grid. All of those things, I think, need to be reemphasized in terms of all of the qualitative advantages of being involved in this sort of a wood cook stove as opposed to a continuance in a system that, based upon what seems to be happening in world history, quite clearly could be here one minute and gone the next minute. And it doesn't even have to be a Third World War. There are all kinds of things that threaten that kind of a grid. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, at any time, I believe any of those things that we've talked about, the things that are talked about on RBN, economic, war, terrorism, whatever, so many things could happen, a plague. And when it comes to the wood situation, even if you don't have wood on your property, I mean, if you had it on your property, the cost to you would be zero, other than maybe your chainsaw. But what a lot of people do is they take the wood off their property or they purchase enough to put up for 2 to 3 years. And so they've got that supply already there and ready, and they keep it going. Of course, as they use their stove, they add to it. But if it gets to where they cannot buy or sell, and those times are coming for Christians, Scripture tells us that if we take the mark of the beast, you know,
ordained.
Yeah, and we cannot buy or sell. So it's good to be prudent, to put up things in supply ahead of time. These stoves were designed for daily use. They're workhorses. The Amish people who have designed them and built them use them daily. And so they're not something that you have to be careful with. Of course, you don't get them too hot, but you have to be aware of that. But other than that, they're made to be used on a daily basis, constantly. And so we just cannot stress the importance of these stoves. And now they're readily available. But if something were to happen in our world when it comes to steel or fuel, they could no longer be produced and people could not get them.
Which brings up a point, Mark. Last summer, one of our manufacturers of the FlameView that you see on our homepage is the most popular stove we sell for lots of reasons. We had a $300 price increase at one time because of what steel did. And Daniel and I looked at each other and went, whoa, you know, we even cut our profit back because we did not want to have to pass that kind of increase on to the customer. So as Daniel said, you know, it depends on what goes on out there as to whether these stoves will be available. As soon as, if or whenever the trucks stop moving, you can forget about getting a stove. They come out of Ontario, Canada. We've got customs issues with that. A lot of them are manufactured in the Midwest as well. And, you know, a lot of people in California and Washington State are calling us, but that's a long way for that stove to go. And, you know, so to put it off could not be a good thing necessarily. If you can do it now and you don't even get a chance to use it right away, it'll wait for you. Same with purchasing some wood. All you need to do is get out to a sawmill or out to the country somewhere if you're more suburban. And, you know, we buy railroad tie cutoffs from a sawmill that's near us. We don't have to touch the stuff. We don't have to split it. We don't have to saw it. We don't do anything. It gets dumped in our yard, and we stack it in our woodshed. If you don't have a woodshed, you can use tarps. You know, you can keep it simple, but now's the time to do the research and check into things. And instead of when stuff starts coming down and everybody's panicking, you know, we could be in a mess. Don't forget, these are also little Amish farmers that make stoves in the wintertime. They do it pretty much year-round anymore because of the demand of them, but we had one manufacturer, Suppertime Pioneer Pioneer Stoves. I had a week delay on a couple of orders, and I called, and he apologized profusely. Well, his men went out to the fields to plow that week and stopped stove manufacturing because they're farmers, and they needed food for their families, and the weather broke, so out they went. So you're dealing with those kinds of things, and you know, they're not all pre-manufactured sitting in a warehouse like a Sears Kenmore would be. They are put together when you order them. And these are families that are making these stoves. They're good at what they do, but they're still small companies. They're not huge manufacturers. And so last minute could prove to be not a good thing.
Yes, and again, we're talking about a scenario here where One does not have to be an extremist, to use that overworked word. One does not have to be a paranoid or fearful person, but simply a rational, studied reader and analyst of the present situation, biblically and politically, to determine that we are living at a very perilous transitional time in world history. I think many people who are not Christians believe that. They don't see it within the same context that we do, but certainly when I talk to dozens of people in any given week, both here in San Antonio and South Texas, as well as around the world, because I'm involved with RBN, there is a growing sense of this.
Yes.
And it seems to me that when we have that sense of things, for some very good reasons, that might be, without being melodramatic about it, that could well be God saying to us, you know, now is the time to get this done, not next week, not 6 months from now, not a year from now, but right now.
Yes, and, I agree with that, Mark. And I believe that Y2K was a blessing. No, it did not happen, but it woke up a lot of people to the fact of the times that we are in, what could be happening in our world. But the sad part about it is some people woke up, some people prepared and have stayed on track, but most people, and unfortunately, I see this with a lot of Christians, most of them are asleep. They're not paying attention to the times that we're in. And it's a sad thing, and I pray that people start to recognize where we're at in history, that, you know, the millennial man in the book of Daniel, we're in the toenails, we're in the end. You know, the scripture tells us that in the end times, knowledge will increase. I mean, our technology is increasing by leaps and bounds. And so, and you know, the disciples in Matthew 24 asked Jesus the signs of his coming. He told them, and we're there. And so I just pray that people will start to wake up, pay attention, and be in preparation for the times that are ahead of us.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I was saying to Susan yesterday on the telephone when we talked briefly that going back three decades ago, my family was living in Iran. My father was a logistical advisor to the Shah's Air Force before the Islamic Revolution. And lo, these 30-some-odd years later, we're now looking at the scenario that we are, where there has been a sea change, obviously, in the character of the relationship of this country with Iran. for reasons that we don't have to discuss this morning. But then I look at all of the economic and cultural and spiritual changes in the United States just in my lifetime, and it seems to me that this is a far different scenario, a far different country, a far different cultural and spiritual milieu from the one that I grew up in the early 1960s. And therefore, it seems to me, as I acknowledge that, that there needs to be some grid through which we interpret these events. And I think certainly the Christian eschatological grid makes the most sense to me in regard to what is happening. But again, even for people who are outside of that sort of theological conviction and understanding, you can be an intelligent secularist and come to the same conclusions that we've come to biblically.
That's true.
Which brings us back full circle to the question, what do we do, and what do I do, and what do you do, who are listening to the show, to engage in some measure of prudent planning, given what could just be around the corner? We'll be back with Daniel and Susan of StovesAndMoreOnline.com. You can also call them at 931-593-3462. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In this first hour of the show, we've been talking with Daniel and Susan of StovesAndMoreOnline.com. If you go to that website, you will see exactly what we've been speaking of in this last hour in regard to wood cooking stoves, why those stoves could be absolutely pivotal to your survival in the days ahead. We're not talking about crazy scenarios here. We're talking about practical, common-sense solutions that are related to what we clearly see happening in history. Again, this is not crazy talk. This is not extremist thinking. This is not paranoia that we've been chatting about this morning. These are absolutely practical, sensical solutions that have been offered to us here in regard to protecting ourselves and trying to protect family members from what seems to be an overall storm cloud on the horizon that is going to affect fossil fuel supplies, that's going to affect the value of the dollar, that's going to affect conceivably the shipping and trucking infrastructure in this country. It's going to affect an awful lot of things with what could be just around the corner as we watch events going on in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf, as well as what's happening in our own hemisphere. Daniel and Susan, we've been speaking about this whole business of these various stoves. I understand, again, just to reiterate this for the listeners, that there is a CD that's available at stovesandmoreonline.com that will give a listener who is on the fence, not exactly sure whether or not they want to become directly involved, an opportunity to evaluate things first and then to make an intelligent, informed, and timely decision.
Yes, that's correct. It's called Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Mm-hmm. It's a DVD and newly released. We just produced it this past January. And, you know, part of our business, we call it a business ministry because we want to minister to people. We are here to educate and to help. We have stove for all budgets, but, you know, if people don't purchase things from us, they can still call us and ask questions because we believe the Lord has blessed us with this knowledge, and we want to be able to give it out to people. And so, yeah, the DVD is available for people to watch and to get them some knowledge and education on what is possible with a wood cook stove. And, again, people are welcome to call us and talk with us. And we are here after the sale as well if they have questions. If the ladies or the men have any questions about cooking or baking, we're available to answer any questions about those things because it is a lost art of using a wood cook stove to most people, but it is a very good thing for people to have in their knowledge bank.
And you know, Mark, it's kind of like driving a car. There are certain things you do have to learn, but after that, it's just experience. And then the next thing you know, you can do it without even thinking about it. It's just, you know, just think back. Thousands and thousands of women, and that's what I had to remind myself, did this before I learned. And so if they could do it, I could do it. And I think a lot of, especially the ladies, are a little bit intimidated by this thing of cooking and baking on a wood cook stove. But, you know, it isn't as hard as you think. And you can do it in bits and pieces. But, again, it takes time to learn. So, you know, you need to plan ahead. And don't expect to have a perfect loaf of bread the first time you do it. So it would be a good idea if folks can start calling and start asking questions and start checking into things. You know.
And I'll repeat the contact information when we come back from the commercial break with Mehdi Amini of United Republicans of Iran. And when we come back from the break, I'll be mentioning again the stovesandmoreonline.com contact information as well as the telephone number for people to talk directly to Daniel and Susan. Thank you for being on Mark Dankoff's America Today. I trust we'll have many chats in the days ahead. God bless you, folks.
God bless you, Mark.
Bye-bye.